Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Every now and again, something drops into my lap, something completely unexpected. I had no idea this was coming tonight. I was actually enjoying it's pizza night. I was having pizza at the time. And I get a phone call, and here we have somebody. Now, I'm familiar with she probably knows a lot of people I know. She is an attorney out of New York. She's done a lot of work with Scope, which is a big New York gun rights advocacy thing. She is a 2A attorney at law, and she is in the middle of a storm that most people don't know is brewing, coming out of Beaufort, North Carolina. Joining us for the first time ever from North Carolina is Paloma Lapana. Good evening, young lady.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Now, you are in Beaufort, right?
In North Carolina, we pronounce it Beaufort, almost as if it was spelled F-E-R-T, and we leave Beaufort to South Carolina. It's a little confusing. Two states, same spelling.
Did you, when you came from
North Carolina version?
When you got to North Carolina, were you like looking around going, Beaufort is really a nice place, and somebody pinched your arm and said, it's Beaufort, lady, Beaufort. Is that what happened?
No, but I do get corrected often because I say Beaufort. My father was British, and so I actually elocute my T's, and so I take a lot of ribbing down here.
Yeah. So Beaufort, right?
That's
not right.
Yes.
Beaufort, North Carolina. Now, let's set this up. You come from New York State. You are a 2A attorney. Where all do you practice law, or can you practice law?
Sure, yeah. I'm fully licensed to practice in New York and have done litigation there for 26 years. I'm also licensed in multiple federal courts, from New York Federal Court up to the United States Supreme Court, and also conveniently the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which includes the state of North Carolina.
Yeah, that is convenient in some ways. So
it is today.
Yeah, it is today. So you decided to take a little sabbatical. You decided to come down.
Yeah.
And what, you set up like a little antique shop or something there in Beaufort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beaufort. And you set that up there, and you just decided to take a moment away from the rat race of the two, because it's constant for somebody on our side. Do you know Stephen Stambalia?
No.
Really?
Larry
okay.
Pratt, of course, from Gun Owners of America.
Stephen Stambalia is the attorney in charge of the Young case. Well, he's the co-counsel with the Young case, and he argued a stun gun case in New York and won that one.
Okay, yes, I know the case very well.
Yeah, so I thought you might know him. Scope, somebody sent me an email from Scope the other day saying, we love your show. and thanks for that. I do appreciate that. But so you came down there and you decided to take a break and do a little, and you're going to do a little bit of writing and do some other stuff. And, you know, so what have you?
If I just, you know, 2 days ago mailed off my first essay on one of my Second Amendment cases, Robinson versus Sessions,
right,
to try to get some fresh air to a broader audience than, if you will, just those of us who are focused on Second Amendment. And I feel like I've stuck my head up out of the foxhole for one split second.
Right.
A grenade went off under my feet.
Well, how long have you been in Beaufort?
Full-time since this past summer.
Okay.
So not terrifically long, but started coming in this direction about 2 years ago.
Okay. So what is going on now in Beaufort that has your radar up and running and the red lights popping in your eyes? What's going on with that?
Sure. So 4:45 on March 23rd, it's hard to believe it was only yesterday, but it was,
yep.
The mayor of Beaufort issued a 7-page document that he calls a proclamation. I'm used to the term executive order, but
yeah.
He's chosen, you know, a term more closely related to monarchs and kings by calling it a proclamation. And the proclamation puts the town under a stay-at-home order, closes roads to restrict access into and out of the town, which will now have a police checkpoint, and effectively shuts the doors of every law office in town unless you are a lawyer working to help enforce the proclamation.
The proclamation.
Yes.
I don't remember. Have you ever seen the first Shrek with the little short little short guy that was the arch villain in that? This is what this sounds like. This guy's name is Everett, and he likes to go by Rhett. That's the mayor, Rhett.
Yep.
That's what Rhett sounds like. He's got a proclamation out, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, in all defense of our mayor, I would say this would be one of the last towns I would have fought. You know, it's not like we did not come to North Carolina with a purpose. Many
right.
of our New York manufacturers, such as Remington, shifted a lot of operations into North Carolina because it is perceived, and culturally it really is on a daily basis, a very Second Amendment-friendly state. I am in Carteret County, which has the highest Republican registration of any of the counties in the state of North Carolina, and the mayor is a veteran. Served in the armed forces and even flew F-14s and for 2 years trained Israeli military. So not the kind of thing I expected to see our mayor sign and unilaterally. And at 4:45 on a business day, giving everybody one business day, that was today, to come into full compliance with all 7 pages because
right.
6 a.m. tomorrow morning, this thing goes into effect.
Now, what happens if I'm going somewhere and I have to pass through Beaufort? Is it going to be like mm-hmm. I was driving through East Germany back in the 80s if I come up on one of those police checkpoints? Are they going to
yeah.
have a holographic circle around them that's 6 feet in every direction that if I violate that, I'm going to get some new bracelets and a nice jumpsuit for a few days and the... And wouldn't that be bad to be in the local Beaufort as an outsider, an outlander? This almost sounds like Children of the Corn.
It almost does. And what you speak to is what is the penalty? This 7-page
yeah.
document does not provide notice of the penalty. So let's just run through this super quickly.
We got 40 seconds left in this segment. So before you break into that, I want to give you the time
okay.
to do this. I have a copy of this. Paloma was nice enough to send this to me. Do you mind if I post this on social media?
Please do. We
okay.
need to get this out to our Second Amendment supporters so that they are aware of what's coming.
Okay. The proclamation to stay at home, limit movement, close roads, and restrict the operation of places of employment. March 23rd, 2020 edition. Our guest tonight is Paloma LaPana. She is an attorney at law who was just going to take a break and decided to come out of the blue state of New York, and instead she ended up in Nottingham Forest. And I say that facetiously, but this is the way it's playing out. This is the way these guys are doing this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to SEZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, despite the fact that I have written it down correctly, it was sent to me correctly, I think I typed it somewhere correctly, I just got this lady's name completely wrong. That's a failure of radio host 101. You never get the... So, joining us again is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. My apologies there. I must say...
No worries. Perfect.
When I call you young lady, I saw some pictures of you. Were you like 12 when you graduated from law school?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I still wear a ponytail. So.
Okay. Yep. Now I'm looking at Boss Hogg's proclamation here, and you know, all these things that I'm saying facetiously, while I'm putting a little humor to it, this guy is going full on. This is very near martial law, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the provision, hold on, let's just do 1 second about the penalties, because I want to make sure our gun folks are completely connected to the end game that worries me most about this. So this proclamation does not tell you what the penalties are. We don't know if it's a simple citation, if it's a fine, how much the fine would be, when it would be due, is there going to be a hearing you can request, or is this going to be an actual arrest?
Well, at the bottom of the first stuff, it says could constitute a misdemeanor punishable by fine, imprisonment, or both.
Whatever could means, and whether it stops at misdemeanor, to me that's completely ambiguous.
Right.
So, you know, what I have to worry about is 18 U.S.C. 922G. That's what all of you need to be able to recite in your sleep. Those are our federal disqualifications from firearms ownership anywhere in the United States or any of its U.S. territories. And on that list would be if we get slammed and convicted of a misdemeanor.
Right.
So when I see a provision like the one on page 5, paragraph number 2.1.18, and it shuts down lawyers practicing in Beaufort, unless they're representing the municipality in the enforcement of this proclamation, all of the wiring in my brain simply goes off that this is unconstitutional in the gravest manner.
Now, you said
you
something
have
about
a
this.
Right.
Yeah. You said something about this being a big Sixth Amendment violation with that, because I guess they're taking all the criminal attorneys offline.
Apparently. So we have the county courthouse right here in beautiful, historic Beaufort. I would point out our lovely town was named the 2020 Southern Living Magazine Best Small Town in the South.
Mm.
I think we just blew that up. Right. So our courthouse is historic and situated among live oaks with a beautiful park where there's a farmer's market every Saturday. It's idyllic. Until you tell me that potentially at this roadblock, which is only going to be one lane in and one lane out, servicing not just one town, but 14 towns total.
Right.
And I'm going to use my one phone call to reach the attorney who I've already used here in town for real estate closings, had conversations with him, going to be preparing a will. He's walking distance of me and walking distance of the courthouse. And you know what's going to happen? My call is going to go to voicemail.
Yeah.
And when is somebody going to check it? Now, listen, he has a great law office. So, you know, I don't want to be seen to criticize his law office or the vigilance, you know, that lawyers can bring to the situation. But let's face it, you're working from home. Your kids are running around. Grape juice got spilled on the brief you were supposed to be. The dog's got to go out. Where's your secretary? Wait, your secretary is down with COVID-19. You're not even at the office, and the voicemail piles up.
Well, look at all the stuff that they've got is listed as essential businesses stay open. They're not closing the schools. How are you going to keep the K through 12 kids from getting within 6 feet? And are they going to be arrested?
Well, correct. And if you look at 2.2 outdoor services, you're telling me the carpenters can be building a deck outside, but my lawyer has to close and lock his door or fear that the lawyer gets charged, potentially brought up before the Bar Association, and maybe gets disbarred, because generally the Bar Association frowns on lawyers with criminal convictions.
Right. They mention a lot of laws. They mention a lot of laws here. And See, I'm just across the border in South Carolina. And one of the things I know about North Carolina, as far as North Carolina guns, is they still sort of have a little Jim Crow stuff going on there, where if you want to buy a gun, you got to go see the sheriff and all that other fun stuff. And I've got family from North Carolina. My family comes from North Carolina. So I go there quite a bit. And But I try to stay on the right side of the law there, simply because it seems a little more active than it is here. Is all of this stuff that they're notating or citing, is that all legitimate?
Well, this is really my point. I'm not a lawyer in North Carolina.
Sure.
I need my lawyer. I need the lawyer who represents me here in Beaufort, North Carolina, to be there to help me even interpret the 7-page memo. So where was I at, 3:36 this afternoon, just before I reached you? I finally managed to reach my lawyer and say, okay, we have time to check on one provision. Am I reading 2.1.18 correctly? Are you closed tomorrow? And the simple answer was, welcome to 1984. And listen to me, this is not a man with a big sense of humor. This is someone who really looks at me seriously. He's an older gentleman, and it's toe the line, Paloma. Do the right thing, because nobody wants to have our guns taken away. And this is the environment that I've been sensitized to from New York, is you trip up in the smallest way, and the most fundamental of your civil rights is what's at risk here.
I noticed that gun shops are not listed as an essential business.
I did notice that, too.
But you can go to your bank, you can get gas. Media and First Amendment protected speech is 2.1.5. What is that? Does that mean if I'm media that I can walk around and get within 4.5 feet of somebody, or what?
Well, I'm assuming it means that when I saw the mayor this afternoon being interviewed in a suit and tie under a beautiful live oak tree on our waterfront where the wild ponies run, that he can invite the press into town. I'm assuming that the drone that was flying over our historic downtown area this afternoon, that presumably is going to be on newscast this evening, showing our compliance with empty streets, will not be shot down out of the sky by local TV.
Hmm. You hang on for me just a second. Hang on. We're coming up on a break. I want to continue this. It's fascinating and it's alarming all at the same time. My guest is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law out of the new martial law area of Beaufort, North Carolina. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Investors giving the thumbs up to President Trump's plan as the Dow finished up 2,113 points to finish at 20,705, the biggest point gain ever. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill working out the final details of that $2 trillion economic stimulus package. The bill aims to deal with the growing economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Play. You can't get that song in North America no more. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined this hour by Paloma Capana. Got it right twice, two times in a row. Now I'm doing better. It's getting better.
Thank you, Paloma. Bill.
Yeah, just trying to make it work out. Currently, it's not delicious irony, but you left North Carolina. You left New York.
I did.
And came to North Carolina with an expectation of, I've arrived in these United States where they had the Bill of Rights. Yeah. And let me ask you a question. Basically saying you have to have the, is this a village, a county, a city, a township? What is this?
Sure, the jurisdiction is a town that then has sort of a greater jurisdiction to it. So he's carved out the historic downtown plus the commercial strip, if you will. And because there are only three roads to access that entire area, that's what he's drawn a circle around. The town of Beaufort is small. The population, I grabbed a quick census check, approximately 4,200 full-time residents, median age of 48, and our density is 947 people per square mile. You know, most of the buildings in town don't exceed 40 feet in height. And one of the great attractions is the wild horses that roam the waterfront here. So, you know, I really would say it seemed like a slice of small town America that.
Yeah, like Mayberry. Sounds like Mayberry.
Politics,
I love it.
Right? Out of New York City yeah. has been lost in upstate New York. You know, there's a point here I don't want us to lose. And somebody asked me this just like an hour ago. Well, why can't you just work from home? Doctors do it. It's so important for people to distinguish the legal profession from doctors. You know, about 20 years ago, HIPAA and its associated privacy rule were enacted. And that was really a launch point on a federal level to push doctors towards what then became required electronic records as of 2014 as part of that Affordable Care Act.
Right.
So, you know, the medical profession took about 15 years to do everything from passing regulations on what type of a server you need to have in your office, who can access it, the different types of passwords, and so forth. I had a software company for several years. I had the privilege to go into a number of law offices, both private and public, and not-for-profit. And we did look-sees at their computers. We also did a number of remote access for implementation of a software product, including into large firms in New York City. And I can tell you that the number of lawyers' computers that even had active viruses, right, forget about security systems and proper firewalls. There is, I would say, very nearly no ability for the legal profession just on a dime of one business day notice under this proclamation
right.
to pack up their entire law office and carry it home. It's just not feasible, whether it's original evidence that you have in your possession that you have to guard against loss or damage, to the size of the files that we're walking with. You know, if the small practitioners here in Beaufort working largely out of historic homes have about a 65 to 85 caseload, that would feel, you know, just about right. You can be talking easily about 24 full file cabinets. It is not a paperless profession. It is not an electronic profession. And
right.
if you're on the federal side and you want to argue, well, Paloma, all the submissions on the federal side are electronic. Yes, I know. I've been there. When you're writing a 40,000-word brief to a circuit court of appeals, you need to see what my desk looks like in terms of
the
volume of paper that I have all around me to get literally records in a lower court case that could be thousands of pages long, prepared, cross-tabulated, and synthesized into a 40,000-word document.
Now, for an attorney to ply your trade, whether you're a criminal attorney, a litigator, whatever, procedurally, the detail that you have to, the language you have to use and everything, and this is why you have to have you have to be licensed to, because that indicates you know what you're supposed to do in each state. That's where the devil is, right? In those details and those procedures. And you can't just, get a computer and do a home triage. Well, what's your temperature like? You know, there's really no procedure to that.
That is correct. So even today, I had primarily my computer set up at the antique shop in this lovely little sparkly 1,000-square-foot, you know, space. And just to bring home the laptop plus the files, I just started on this Beaufort proclamation because it looks
right.
like, you know, I'm headed back down the foxhole, plus the packets that I made to keep in my vehicle at all times in case I get stopped. So I have copies of the proclamation. I have proof of residency attached to every one. I have sticky tabs out the side to the very provision that I believe allows me to travel in and out of the police zone. At section 2.3.1, I can go in and out of my business to maintain the value of the inventory and secure property. So presumably at the moment, I can make sure someone hasn't broken in, right? But
right.
I have never in my life, and I have traveled extensively, my passport is worn out. Never in my life have I been as nervous about potentially getting arrested for no reason as today reading this proclamation.
This will, I mean, is he making up law here?
I think at least as to the provision on the lawyers, he is 100% SOL, as they say, in compliance with the FCC. Got to keep them happy, right?
Yes, thank you.
a mayor, I think, even under a, quote, emergency situation, we have no known cases directly in our town. We have 5 known cases in the county. 4 travel-related, 1 community spread, no deaths from COVID-19 in the state of North Carolina. I think you are so overreached to think that you single-handedly can strike 2 provisions out of the Bill of Rights by yourself through this proclamation. But here's the thing that all of my clients know, everybody I've ever lectured to knows, and that I know in my heart of hearts. It is a bitch and a half to sue in federal court for a violation of the Constitution. We're talking time. We're talking money. We're talking a need for just the right plaintiff in a test case.
So this is a calculated move on his part.
Well, and worse.
Well, I tell you what. We're coming up on the next break because I got a question for you on this because I want to find out what you think about this. My hope would be that at the very least he consulted with some lawyer, whether he's a shyster, you know, quack or whatever he was, to come up with this. But this is Beaufort, North Carolina. This is not New York City. This is not New Jersey. This is not L.A. Beaufort, North Carolina. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law, although she is selling antiques right now because she wanted to take a break from New York City, New York State, and she ends up in North Carolina, and she ends up having martial law light. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I posted what's going on in Beaufort on social media. Somebody came back, a liberal mecca down there. All the Northerners moved there and brought their liberal views with them. Somebody else using that whole stolen vocabulary that, that they're liberals. I call them leftists. A liberal would be for liberty. My guest is Paloma Capana. She is an attorney at law who decided to go take a little break. Little sabbatical, sell a few antiques. Just, what's the name of your antique shop?
Fountain Antiques.
Is Beaufort on the coast?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm as far away from you as I can be and still be in South Carolina. I'm on the upstate of South Carolina. I was going to ask you, do you have one of those old radios I used to listen to in the 50s and 40s? I'd be in the market for that if you have one of those, but we'll talk about that later.
So absolutely find you that.
when the Lord and great sheriff and mayor, his honor the mayor, when he decided to make this proclamation, which I have a hard time just saying that without laughing out loud, but when he decided to make the proclamation, does the town have attorneys that he consulted with that told him, yeah, you can do that, yeah?
I do not know what the steps were here. My gut, however, is signaling that this is a probable memo that is in circulation from groups that would seek to defeat our civil rights. You know, we saw in New York as of 2012 that counties and towns started adopting assault weapons statutes of their own. And
right.
The language was really just photocopied And we came to learn as other places, for example, around the city of Chicago, started passing the same statutes. We came to find out that those had been essentially put forward to legislators from groups like Everytown USA.
Right.
Saying, oh, look, Mr. and Mrs. Legislator, this is good. This is fine. Our in-house counsel, who, by the way, checked their Form 990s on what he gets paid annually, right? Our in-house counsel has cleared this. No, this doesn't violate Heller. Oh, no. This is not a problem. You won't have to go to the Supreme Court. So that is the other reason why when I saw this proclamation, I started reaching out to everyone because this is coming to a town near you. When we wake up tomorrow morning on Wednesday, March 25th, it's going to be a historic civil rights day. 50% of the U.S. population will be under stay-at-home orders from their governors in 17 states, not South Carolina, not North Carolina, but including now the town of Beaufort, North Carolina. But 50% of the U.S. population. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to Lock and Front Load Radio, which you should be doing every night, especially at this time, you better pull those stay-at-home orders where you are and check them for your civil rights, from the right to assemble to the right to an attorney to your precious Second Amendment rights, which we know are getting thrown around in more than one state.
I did see that Louisiana proclaimed gun shops to be essential businesses that must remain open. I saw that.
So did Illinois.
Yeah. Did they really?
Illinois. Could you ever? Yes. Yes. Right? We're breaking through, Lord Jesus, right? When there's been enough litigation. That finally somebody in Illinois actually must have ended up with a pocket copy of the Constitution in their pocket.
Well, I wondered why that donkey was flying by earlier today. Anyway.
No, that was the start of hurricane season, Bill. You know what's coming next.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Are you, now, you said it is very difficult to get out there and take somebody into federal court on something like this. So, do you think this mayor even took that into consideration? I mean, is this guy a Republican or a Democrat?
I think Rhett. I assumed he was a Republican. You know, I think I assume that our flyboys and gals overhead, and we have a lot of them here on the North Carolina coast.
No, they're not.
You know, are here to defend the country and the Constitution, and that's what they want available to them when they retire from active service.
The mistake a lot of people make is if they see somebody that's a veteran, they think that you know that we're it's all baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And it isn't. A lot of people join the military for various reasons and I joined the military because I thought a war was coming. And when I joined, I was 23 years old right after the Beirut bombing in Lebanon, the Marine Corps barracks.
Yes.
That's why I joined. And, a lot of people join are just as leftist as they can be. I mean, they go in for the medical benefits or for the college benefits or whatever. So it's not a slam dunk every time that they're going to be, you know, patriotic.
And it's not a slam dunk that even a Republican, if you will, is going to function like a Republican or a conservative when they're put under enough pressure.
Yeah.
People are scared right now, and I get that. And if you wanted to talk on a whole separate show about these stay-at-home provisions in relationship to contagious disease, that is a topic and let's discuss it. But you want to start literally slicing entire provisions out of the Bill of Rights, and it's a non-starter with me. That is not on the table. That somebody who gets nailed at a checkpoint who may not have heard about this in the last 36 hours, may I point out, and these barricades are going to go up tonight, in cover of darkness and be there at 6 a.m. tomorrow. You're going to tell me that person is going to get slowed down for even 5 seconds and getting effective legal representation? Not on my watch and not in this town.
So how many LEO do they have in Beaufort?
More than 20 with some pretty good training. At the Quantico and FBI Academy. And we have quite the credentials.
Sure, but town. I mean,
so
it comes.
They have the resources to staff it. I guess if that's the question, they have the resources to staff it. Now, in the meantime, of course, if somebody breaks into my business, hopefully one of them is available to come and assist me with actual crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Before we run out of time, what I would like to do, if that is good with you, I'd like to contact you next Tuesday. And if it's really bad by this Friday, I'd like for you to reach out to me, and I'd like to know how things are going on at Beaufort, in Beaufort right now under all this stuff. Because I saw Trump plans to put he plans to lift everything. He's trying to lift everything by Easter.
Yes.
And I mean, this guy, the thing about people that go in this direction, that's sort of intoxicating to wield that kind of power, even though it's, I mean, you may have 20 well-trained police officers there, but I guarantee you that if the city went rogue, they'd run. Mm-hmm. They would run so fast. It'd be like L.A. during the L.A. riots.
Well, the first thing I will be doing in the morning, aside from contacting the governor's office and my elected legislators at the state and federal level, is to file a Freedom of Information request with the town of Beaufort for all proclamations issued since I got here. We've been through two hurricanes, and I can tell you this is a mayor who is very heavy-handed on proclamations. He likes signing them. He likes writing them. He loves doing daily videos that he puts up on the social media. He loves to be on TV. Okay, so welcome to that. But we do have a constitution, and it does apply even here on the coast when people like to clink a glass and go out to dinner, and that's all lovely. But I'm not letting a misdemeanor sit on the table and potentially permanently disqualify a person from owning federal firearms owning firearms under federal law at a time when you may be needed to defend your home, because we have police officers, EMS, and firefighters who themselves will statistically at some point be getting sick.
Well, we've run out of time. I will be in touch with you. I want to keep real close. Let's stay close on this one. And thank you for calling me this evening.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much for making this time, and thank you to all the listeners of Lock and Load. Rock the Second Amendment. Get back on your horse. We got an issue in town.
There you go. Paloma Capana will be back with her very soon. Coming up next from Spike's Tactical will be Nick Goff. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.